In the months since last September's attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the United States has redefined its relationships with a number of countries that are now its pivotal global partners. The U.S. military offensive in Afghanistan, for example, would have been impossible without the strategic support of Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf. And the U.S. relationship with Russia has, according to President Bush, entered a new chapter, with Washington and Moscow sealing nuclear arms reduction agreements, exchanging intelligence information, and cooperating within NATO. But as Simon Marks reports from Moscow, not everyone thinks Russia should be forging a partnership with the country's Cold War nemesis.
American rock on the streets of Moscow, blasting out from a loudspeaker in the center of the city, tunes from the other side of the Atlantic entertain moviegoers standing in line for tickets. They're lining up to see Star Wars, which has been playing on every big screen in the city. Once inside, they grab a bag of popcorn, a Coke, and settle down to enjoy the show. In every regard, it's an American experience, albeit in the center of Moscow. But stop some moviegoers after the credits have rolled, and they'll tell you that while they love seeing American movies, they do not love the USA or President Bush.
There is too much dictating going on from America. I don't like Bush. I have serious doubts about his intellectual abilities.
It seems as though America is a country that likes to dictate its will to other countries. You have to make some decisions taking other opinions into account. Bush is a peasant, a cowboy. Putin is much better. He speaks better, he's more educated, or at least that's my impression. I don't like what America does. I think the Americans should pay more attention to the opinions of other nations, the United Nations especially.
I'm standing in Pushkin Square, often considered the spiritual center of Moscow, dominated as it is by the giant statue of the poet Alexander Pushkin. And yet today, within yards of me, I can see the sign showing the way to the Moscow branch of TGI Fridays, the golden arches of McDonald's, which opened its first Moscow branch here some years ago, and also a placard advertising the services of the United Parcel Service. With American trademarks everywhere, the center of Moscow today looks much like any other big European metropolis. But while this generation of Muscovites follows American fashions, eats at American restaurants, aspires to drive American cars, drink American sodas, and smoke American cigarettes, despite all that, the Russian public remains at best ambivalent about their country's relationship with the last remaining superpower.
Usually Russians are very friendly towards Americans.
Lilia Shevtsova with the Moscow Center of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
There was a poll after 9/11, and Russians were asking widely across the country whether they would donate their blood to Americans. You know, 89% of Russians said yes, immediately, without any problems. And at the same time, there are 30% of Russians who are still thinking that Russia should be a superpower, that Russia should confront the United States, that Russia should get anything, some kind of important deliverables from the United States. So there is part of the population, probably you've met these guys on the street, that are torn between their former reminiscences of the superpower role and envy, probably envy towards the only superpower, the elephant, that now is controlling the world order.
Мы очень рады приветствовать вас в столице России и в ее сердце, в Московском Кремле.
Into the jungle, Vladimir Putin has stepped. The Russian leader welcomed President Bush to Moscow earlier this year. He's emerged as Russia's most pro-Western leader since Peter the Great, agreeing arms reduction treaties with the United States, signing strategic cooperation documents, and generally backing President Bush's war on terror. But at home, he's also perceived as an authoritarian, a tough ex-KGB man who has cracked down militarily in the breakaway region of Chechnya and launched an offensive against Russia's free media. Reformist lawmakers like Alexei Abatov, deputy chairman of the Russian Parliament's Defense Committee, accuse the United States of investing too much in the personality of Vladimir Putin.
and being complicit in some of his more authoritarian moves.
I think that the United States have not revised their international security policy and policy towards Russia very deeply. And they hope that having a deal with Putin is enough, just like they hoped in the past that having a deal with Yeltsin was enough. They do not take into account that Russia is now a different society. There is public opinion, parliament, mass media. And even though Putin is now very popular, that may not last forever. And if domestic situation changes economically, for instance, or if there is some escalation of violence in the North Caucasus, then Putin's relations with the West would be for him a deficiency rather than an asset.
That may lie in the future. Today in Moscow, moviegoers are getting ready for Spider-Man, plus visits to the city by James Brown, Joe Cocker, and even Ozzy Osbourne. All those shows are expected to be sold out. But that doesn't imply that many Muscovites are losing their faith in Russia's great power status, or their concerns that their country is increasingly dancing to an American tune. For Common Ground, I'm Simon Marks in Moscow.